Hi, this is Matthew Ketchum, your neighborhood-friendly technology coach. In this episode of the Coach's Corner, we're going to take a look at an idea called the Pineapple Chart. It's a new way to look at professional development. It's a personalized learning where teachers learn from their fellow teachers at the same school site. It's very affordable, and it's easy to get started at your school site. So we're going to be talking with Valerie at Modesto High, how Modesto High is using this, and also Melissa at Downey High School that's looking to implement this next school year. I really like the pineapple chart idea as it allows teachers to learn from each other in an informal practice. So they can put a pineapple symbol on their door, an actual pineapple picture, and that's a symbol of hospitality or welcoming. When teachers see that pineapple on their door, they know that it's okay for them to come in and observe and watch a day's lesson, and they can learn from each other. So it might be a certain practice or using a certain technology tool. The other really neat thing about this, you can have a schedule calendar where teachers can sign up for days that they're okay for others to observe them on a physical calendar in the school office or in the mailbox room. Or you can even make it digital with an Outlook calendar or Google calendar. So let's take a look at what this new fun idea for personalized professional development looks like with the pineapple chart.
Like he said, Valerie McAuliffe. I'm the district improvement facilitator at Modesto High and previous English and AVID teacher here.
And what interests you for bringing the pineapple chart to Modesto High?
Well, when I learned about the pineapple chart, I realized that it really gave the autonomy to the teacher about showcasing their classroom with a particular strategy that they feel really comfortable with. Rather than people just dropping in, it gave them a chance to showcase their classroom when they felt people could learn from it.
And you had some other concepts you're already working with at Modesto High before bringing in Pineapple Chart?
Yeah, so we have, being an AVID site, we became a demonstration site last year, and so we have the AVID Showcase, where basically certain teachers on campus have a particular skill, strategy that they use that they've really become an expert in, and they showcase that particular strategy. So when the pineapple chart idea came this way, it just kind of seemed natural to fit in with the showcase idea.
Oh, that's great. And how did you get started with even doing the pineapple chart here at Modesto High?
Good question. Honestly, with the demo site status happening last year, it was a really nice segue in. I introduced it at leadership meeting at the end of last year and just kind of talked about AVID Showcase and said that this pineapple chart idea, showed them the website and the explanation of the principles of the pineapple chart, and talked about that all teachers could open up their classrooms to showcase strategies that they're doing. And we have our own site norms. So, you know, maybe it's a site norm that you're doing that you could showcase. It was a very positive feedback.
I like how you started out with site leadership for that buy-in, with the admin, getting some of their ideas, and then also incorporating your school site norms with this whole concept.
Exactly.
And how have the teachers responded to this idea of the pineapple chart?
Well, like I said, originally in leadership, it was a very positive. I actually had a couple of comments saying, wow, this is something we've needed for a while. Uh-huh. Because they really liked, again, the autonomy of the teacher choosing to showcase their classroom when they felt comfortable having visitors. So that was that first positive piece. When I introduced it then to committees the following, about 2 weeks later, it seemed like they were very excited about it. And of course, I showed the pineapple that we made for our site. And it's just been a very positive experience, and a lot of teachers have grabbed onto it.
So you, there's an actual pineapple that you've designed with your school logo or spirit?
Yes. So I showed them, actually in leadership, we talked about it, and we came across a couple of ideas. And then our photo teacher, Mr. Mitchell, who does a lot of things for us graphically, kind of put something together, and then we shared that with the committees.
That's neat. I like how you incorporated the school spirit with it.
Yes, and actually in leadership, one of our leaders brought up the idea of adding the paws to it being a panther. Uh-huh. So the panther paws. So kind of having that idea again to make it school pride.
Fantastic.
And what are some examples of using the pineapple chart here at Modesto High?
Okay, so I've had many teachers have gone to classrooms. For example, there's one teacher who showcases Socratic seminar very, very well. A couple of teachers who have never tried it went in and watched, really felt comfortable going, I could do this. They kind of worked together, and literally within less than a week, they went ahead and jumped in and did a Socratic seminar. Wow. And that's what I've heard several times. I have another one that showcases carousel activity. Another teacher, newer teacher that went in and watched, decided to build their own and is now doing the carousel as well. So there's a lot of camaraderie and working together. It's kind of like a mini PLC where they're working together with these things, these strategies, once they've washed it as a pineapple.
Do they use that word? Sometimes I've heard of, I pineappled someone.
I haven't heard that. Okay. I haven't really heard that, but I have heard people say, I went and watched this. So that hasn't become a coin phrase yet.
How are you managing the pineapple chart?
So the managing is through a website, as well as I decided to have a physical calendar. Luckily, where our mailbox, teachers' mailboxes are, there is a like white erase board where you, it's all calendared. So I decided to have a physical calendar as well as a digital one. So that's kind of how they're able to see. And then as having someone in charge, which is me, you have to kind of get the ball rolling through emails. So I email at the end of the week saying, hey, you got anything coming up this week or the next week? People submit that, and then I show, then again that Monday or even that Friday, if I have submissions, I'll say, hey, these are the things that are going on campus this week, reminder, drop in, and that's basically it.
Do you think the teachers are noticing more of the events that are open for them to go visit on the physical calendar in the office or more in the digital realm?
Be honest with you, I'm not really sure. I haven't really checked in. I will say I think my emails following up, I do is I link the calendar in an email. So that's why I think it's really important to have someone on campus who's spearheading it and kind of constantly putting it in their ear.
Yeah.
Because teachers are very busy. We're all very busy. And we sometimes forget that, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm doing something that someone could really learn from. Oh, let me put that on because I send the reminders. So I think both. Because I do have the pineapples up on the calendars physically in the office. And so I've seen people look over there and just kind of take a quick gander. So
I definitely think with this idea, you do need someone, like you were mentioning, to nudge it along, to continue to allow teachers to be reminded of it as it continues at the school site. I really like coming into the office because I do see the calendar that you have put there. I like it that it's right there in the main office. It's near where they're checking their mail anyways. And you have the pineapple logos there and the different events. So it's very visually, grabs your attention.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I do it 2 months at a time. So there are certain teachers here that actually have an ongoing pineapple. So we have some teachers that are willing to have an ongoing pineapple where they do particular study groups on certain days. And that's just always open. And then, of course, being avid demo site also, our tutorials are always showcased. So the tutorials are always on the calendar every Tuesday, Thursday, 0 through 8. Anybody wants to come by and see how our tutorials work, they are allowed. So that's just kind of an open pineapple, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Do teachers put out the pineapple logo on their door?
They do. They put their pineapple logo out. And, you know, we've even had counselors go and watch.
Okay.
Because even though they're not in the classroom, they want to see what our students are doing, especially with the PLC process and counselors being involved with the PLCs. It's been really cool to hear even from counselors going, wow, it's really neat to see what our students are doing in class.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So these are great ideas of how you're managing the pineapple chart. What is working well?
So I would say the physical calendar, getting, you know, me kind of spearheading it with the emails and being as consistent as I can. And I believe that it's really been beneficial for the new teachers. The new teachers are really kind of, which is great, being a coach on site to give them the ideas to go see those strategies. It's really been helping them quite a bit. So what's been working really well is a lot of our veteran teachers and our avid showcase teachers have been very open to saying, yes, they can come in anytime. So that's been probably working the best.
Nice. And what are some ideas for that you like to change or some challenges that you had implementing the pineapple chart?
Have more variety and to get more teachers on board with showcasing their classrooms. And the way I'm kind of trying to do that is when I do go to observe classrooms, especially our newer teachers who have some really good strengths. And I think sometimes we're in the classroom, we don't realize that we're doing things really well. We're just so in the moment that I try to give them feedback and say, hey, you know what? That would have been a great showcase for Pineapple. Like, really? And I said, yeah, that would have been a great showcase for peer structure collaboration. You should do that one of these times. And so I'm trying to kind of drop in their ears that these are things that they're doing every day are actually great showcases for people to see our strategies and our norms being used.
Yeah, so many times as we're visiting the classrooms, we see amazing things happening in the classroom. And the teacher's not always aware how amazing what they're already doing, because they're doing it each day or each period with their students. But we're seeing many classrooms and we say, no, this is something really fantastic for other teachers to see.
Right. And so they were trying, that's the idea, is the way I kind of present this was to celebrate what we're doing.
Oh, that's great.
And what I also do is after, if a teacher hasn't done it yet, I send a little thank you note, and I had bought these little pineapple candy suckers. And so I give them a little thank you because they are opening up their classroom. They are, you know, making themselves open to that. And so I want to thank them for allowing others to learn from them.
Yeah, I like how you're making it very festive and celebrating.
Trying.
I like it. What are some tips that you might have for those that might want to start doing the pineapple chart at their site?
I would say that the way I started it was worked pretty well with talking to admin first, and I kind of presented it to them as an idea. And again, because we have Avid Showcase, it was easy to kind of use that as a support piece. And they allowed me to have time at our leadership meeting to present that. And so that was probably the best thing to do, is go through leadership, and then we calendared it for the next committee meeting. In the meantime, making sure that you had the calendaring already set up, how you were going to run it. So really having a plan in place. How are you going to run it? How are people going to submit? How is the calendar going to work? Who's in charge of it? And then having your symbol ready to go. All of those things needed to be in place before I submitted it to committees, which would be the whole staff. So leadership, I just kind of presented, and then it was a very busy 2 weeks in between that and the next meeting to make sure everything was up and running to be able to present it.
Okay. Any final thoughts on the pineapple chart idea?
I just think that it's a great way for intra-PD within your site. I mean, we learn best from each other.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to, yes, you have to give up a prep, but you are learning right here on site from your own people. And it also can develop your PLCs, because you can go and follow up with that particular teacher. When you see a strategy being used, sometimes it's so smooth, you're thinking, how could I ever get there? Well, it's kind of like an iceberg. This is what you see. Here's all the planning that went into it. So later on, you could go to that teacher and say, okay, how did you get to this? What are the steps that you took to make it look so seamless? And then that teacher can help. So like I said, it's really building relationships between teachers too, to build the strategy in their classrooms. So that would be, I think, a great piece.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Valerie, for sharing your thoughts on the pineapple chart.
You're welcome.
My name's Melissa Stone, and I'm the District Improvement Facilitator at Thomas Downey High School.
And you're thinking about starting in the pineapple chart with your high school. What are some of the ideas that you have to get it started?
So when thinking about how to get this started at my site, I think it would be best to really create a collaborative culture where I know that there's teacher buy-in. So my plan is to present the idea to our leadership team at the end of this school year to see what they feel about this concept and if it would be a positive addition to our site next year. And if that's the case, I hope to present the information and really get this started at the beginning of next school year.
And what did you like about the concept of the pineapple chart?
What I liked about the concept of the pineapple chart is that it is very informal and that it's teacher driven. Many times when teachers are presented with professional development opportunities, other people are making those decisions for them as to what they need to learn about and why. And this one, it is totally up to the teacher what they want to share with others and if they want to go into others' classrooms. It's very confidential. It can be anonymous, and it's just a great way to build a collaborative culture while learning new strategies that could you can use in your classroom as well.
How are you hoping to implement this at your high school? I know you were talking about there's options for digital or for physical calendars.
I think what I would be the most comfortable with and what a lot of teachers at my site would be the most comfortable with would be having an actual physical calendar somewhere in a central location, like in the staff workroom, where we have the template up where teachers can put what topic is that they're going to be covering, what periods and what day, and other teachers would then be able to see that and decide if they want to go into that classroom or not. And then I also wanted to have a separate part of the board where people could give shout outs to teachers that they pineappled or that they went and visited. And that way other staff members could see some of the great things that are happening and want to be a part of it as well. And then I also liked having a section where teachers could put up strategies or different types of lessons that they are interested in seeing. So say, for example, they really want to see how to do a gallery walk. Well, then maybe someone who knows that they're going to be doing a gallery walk coming up would put that on the pineapple chart. So that way they could let it be known, hey, I'm doing this gallery walk. You know, everyone, I'm comfortable with you coming in and seeing it. So I think it's a great way. I also have a Schoology group called Downey's Digital Teaching Toolkit. And I thought I could put updates every so often with the upcoming calendar of who is going to be teaching when and what. And then that way people could also have it in a digital way. But I think having it primarily be that physical calendar would be best, but having those reminders and opportunities to collaborate digitally would also just enhance the experience.
I like your ideas of using that central hub you already have started with your teachers, the digital toolkit, also having the physical calendar, and then even the idea of doing the shout outs, having them share back. You use that word, like I pineappled someone. I think that's going to be very catchy and fun for people to talk about.
Well, and I think it's important because the whole thing should be about learning from an experience and not creating a lot of extra work. So I know that when I was doing some research that, you know, there are some people that like to fill out a form, which is that could be fine, but this way people also could give credit to the teachers that they are seeing without having to create an extra document to go along with it.
Any other ideas you want to share about this concept?
No, I'm just really excited. I know a few other sites have started it and have been having a lot of success, and I'm just really excited to see what we're able to do here at Downey with it.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.